Hello, everybody. Ella J here on behalf of WrestleZone. And today I'm joined by the social hippie, the devil in disguise, Jin Savani. How are you today?
Getting yourself.
I'm so excited to be catching up with you. I think it's been about 2.5 years, maybe.
It's been
It's
such a
that,
long time.
yeah. And you have, I mean, you're going to be coming up now on 4 years since you started training very soon, if not already. So that itself is huge. You've progressed so much. But I wanted to start off with some non-wrestling stuff because you have something I find very fascinating is that I understand you are in mortuary school where you're close to obtaining your mortuary science degree. Before we get into that further, what is your current state? I know you're close. I think you're close to getting it done. Is this your final semester, or when are you intending to wrap things up? Well, it looks like, okay, go on.
So I took a little bit of a break,
Okay.
mainly because I just couldn't handle school and wrestling and what's going on in personal life. So I took a break, not as close as I'd like to be, but we're gonna get there. I know there's other programs in my area that don't require a license that can allow you to work at funeral homes with embalmers, and so I'm looking into that as well, whatever kind of helps me kind of ease into that a little quicker. I am about to be 25, so I'm kind of like getting to that age where I just rather, something a little bit speedy. I know that sounds awful, but
I'm 26, so I don't take offense to that. I get
so
that.
it's kind of something that you just kind of want to get started on already. So I am looking into that, but worst comes to worst, I do have a lot of credits for communications. So there is also that option, but I did take a break just for the sake of focusing on wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling I know is a obviously a big focus for you and everything going on. Is right now, are you trying to make wrestling full time for you, or how are you juggling all your other responsibilities right now?
So I do go to school part time,
Okay.
and I am trying to make wrestling full time. I do definitely take that as a priority. I also do have a job aside from wrestling, obviously. And then but definitely making wrestling my priority at the moment.
Yeah, the year is off strong. I'm still saying 2023. I can't believe we're in 2024, Jen.
I
Time
know.
flies by. It feels like just yesterday, the pandemic is going to be actually 4 years this month, which is crazy. But I'm so curious. Obviously, you find mortuary science fascinating. So, but what specifically about it like interests you, and when did you become interested in it?
I actually don't know when I became interested in mortuary science. It's one of those things where I believe you can find beauty in a lot of things that others find to be negative, or so to speak. But I find that death can be very beautiful. And it also doesn't always have to be this terrible thing. Obviously, it's inevitable. And if I can make somebody's life a little easier by helping them and their loved ones, that's beautiful to me. So I can make such a rough time not so rough.
Yeah, and you were mentioning earlier, obviously there's different tasks delegated kind of or things you can do with the degree. You mentioned embalming. What are you hoping to do or achieve with this degree once you do get it finished?
I do want to be an embalmer, but I also want to work on my own schedule, like kind of like, Paul Bearer, where he also
Yeah.
kind of did it, but also was able to do wrestling. And I know it's easier said than done nowadays, but I hope to have my own business and be able to travel to different locations and help kind of be on call, I guess, so to speak, but definitely something along the lines of that. And if I ever decide to stick to one place, I don't know for sure that's my place, but definitely what is it called? Freelancing.
Yes, I
Yeah.
am a freelancer, so I get that. You can set your own schedule and everything. So
Yes.
and you could, if that happens to travel somewhere, you can do that as well. Freelancing has its benefits and its cons, but it seems to be a good thing, especially for you who's also wanting to do wrestling as well, alongside that and do two things that you're very passionate about. Freelancing would be, at least in my from my perspective, definitely the way to go with that. I'm so curious. Obviously, you're based on the West Coast. You've done some stuff across the states. What has been the furthest east that you've gone?
So I wouldn't necessarily count it. We're gonna kind of count it. I
Okay.
got booked for a show in New Jersey, in Newark. Unfortunately, the show got
Yes.
canceled.
Yes, that yes. Yes.
So I still have yet to, but come April, we're gonna change that for sure.
So it's a surprise then. Okay, fingers crossed. Fingers
No, yeah,
crossed.
definitely. But
Go ahead.
it's some place, it's a place that I fell in love with the first time I came around to it. So yeah, it's New Jersey, but I fell in love with New Jersey hard, so I'm really excited to actually be able to wrestle there in April.
Yeah, I know you've been able to wrestle some of the girls from around like the Midwest and the East Coast, but not like on the East Coast. Who are some
Yeah.
competitors from, the other half of the US that you're really eyeing on potentially facing in the future?
Ooh, okay. Such a rough question because there's so many people that I
I
really, really want
know.
to wrestle and share the ring with, but definitely I know that due to affiliation, I want to say Emily J. I see her all the time, hear about her all the time. I am definitely interested in working her, as well as Tiffany Nieves. Who else? Kelsey Reagan.
I love Kelsey.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people. I always get stuck on these questions because I always like just
There's a lot. There's a lot.
there is.
Kelsey's also kind of your vibe, which we'll talk about that a little bit later, kind of that darker realm vibe. So I feel like you two might even work as a tag team potentially in the future. You kind of
Oh,
have
cool.
that darker vibe going on. But before we get more into wrestling, I know one of your other loves outside of wrestling is music. I don't know where this tattoo is, but tell me about your needles tattoo and what about the specific song from System of a Down? What about that song resonates with you enough to get it tattooed?
So Needles is back here.
Okay.
So it was during the pandemic. Me and a friend, we were so close, and I give him 110% credit where he kind of helped me through the pandemic in the sense of like for the first half he was genuinely helping me out. And then this is also before the pandemic. So he was kind of there before and after and during it. But we ended up getting needles as a little friendship tattoo, mainly because that's all we would listen to was the Toxicity album. And we would resonate with needles because if you listen to it, it's a pretty funny song. But basically, it reminds me of him and how much of a good friend he was to me and how he got me off out of a really tough time. So Needles and System. I just love System in general. That's one of my favorite bands. I've seen them so many times already. Cry every single time. But Needles is just basically a homage to him.
And you mentioned System of a Down. You've obviously met the lead vocalist too as well, Serj Tankian.
Yeah.
Tell us about that experience of meeting him and also seeing them in concert. What's that experience like?
So it's a funny story. The same person who I got the tattoo for, he actually snuck me into my first System of a Down show.
Wow.
So the experiences of seeing them is incredible because as a kid, I would always see, the music videos on MTV and back when we used to actually watch MTV for that, but and then I would always, play their albums on like the CD player. And to actually be able to listen to it in person when I never thought in a million years I would ever be able to see one of my favorite bands, let alone meet the lead singer, which also I give credit to my friend for taking me and allowing me to even find out about the event in general. But honestly, is incredible. And meeting Serge was just not real. One of the first things I told Serge was like, "You're not real," and he said he was just a figment of my imagination, and it was incredible. He's such a sweetheart, and honestly, I love everything he stands for as well. And he's just incredible. That's literally all I can say about that man. He's not real.
Concerts, everybody has their own different music tastes, but there is just something about that live feeling of seeing like your favorite band or your favorite artist in person. I've also had that experience. It's magical. Like only you understand, obviously other like fans understand that, but it's a different vibe, like hearing it and feeling the emotions in person. Man, you got lucky. You got didn't get caught getting snuck into as well.
That was before we had technology to like
That's
scan you in
fair.
as many times, and you had
Yeah.
the paper ticket,
Yeah.
so it was different.
Oh,
It was a different time for
I used to
sure.
love printing them out though. It's like I still have some of my old like wrestling and concert tickets too as well that you would either print out or pick up from the box office, like actual phys man, I miss those like physical tickets. It's like it's a good
I do
keepsake.
too. You also make scrapbooks and like talk about your experience. I've seen a lot of people do that as well.
Yeah, I might need to go through. I'd have to find everything. I know I still have a lot of them, but that's something, that you cherish. And I'm so curious for you, how would you describe just kind of generally your music taste overall?
I feel like, I definitely am an old soul when it comes to rock and heavier music and alternative music. I love dad rock. And I love, I've definitely, obviously, the SoCal hippie. I am a hippie at heart. So it's definitely, I'm such a 70s baby. I'm an 80s baby. You'll always find me at a local 80s club, just vibing. But I also love like heavier music. I love Nirvana. I love Knock Loose. I do use that as my entrance song. I'm a big Motionless in White fan, so it varies on mood, but a lot of it just has to do with music that I resonate to, and that a lot of it has to do with lyrics. I'm such a lyric person, so if I hear something I like, and if I agree, and if I feel it, I definitely tend to gravitate towards that. For example, one of the bands that at the moment I'm just kind of, feeling a little bit more than usual is Pearl Jam, mainly because some of the lyrics, I'm like, okay, this is like speaking to me. That's why I like Deftones very heavily, is because Deftones definitely helped me out during a time where I felt like I needed some sort of guidance, and almost like it was coincidental. They kind of spoke to me in a way, and I know it sounds kind of weird, but I like bands and music that speak to me, and a lot of the times I like to relate to what the artist was going through. Same thing with Alice in Chains. It's just you find those songs where you're feeling 110% of what they're saying, what they're putting out, and I don't know, it just speaks to me. So definitely that's my type of music taste, is something that I can relate to, something that talks to me.
We talk about kind of advice in like in wrestling and professional, but music is also like another escape for that and kind of life experiences and relatability. There's a lot of songs, obviously. Is there a certain lyric that kind of stands out to you or maybe something that kind of helped you through one of those tougher times that you can recall?
Yes, this was a tattoo I got during the pandemic as well. It's under my knee. It says, "Yes, I'm changing." It's the song by Tame Impala. The entire song is just, that entire song in itself just speaks to me. And obviously, I got it tattooed as well. But I don't have a particular verse where I'm like, this is it, but that entire song, if there was something that I literally was like in a trance with, it was definitely "Yes, I'm Changing" by Tame Impala.
How many tattoos do you, obviously you have two music tattoos. We've already established that. How many tattoos do you have currently?
I want to say 12. They're all tiny, they're all hidden for the most part, but I have a few on my leg, because I do want to get a my whole leg done at one point, but I have some hidden on my ribs and stuff, but I want to say like 12. 12, I think.
Are so obviously, I would maybe guess some of them are music related as well. Are most of them, would you say, are music related, or do the inspirations kind of vary?
So I do have a few that are music related, which is needles. Yes, I'm changing and I have a wave on my hip for deftones. And I also have the white pony on my ankle as well for deftones. But then there's some horror ones. I have a Michael Myers one on my leg as well. And then I have a little gig that I got as a Friday the 13th tattoo. I have a Jason Voorhees mask. So it's a little bit of everything, kind of.
If you couldn't tell by Jin's social media profile alone, she is a hippie, but she is also very spooky as well. And I kind of talking about those vibes, let's talk about your personal fashion style because it is very hippie, but it's also very kind of spooky, grunge, goth at the same time. How would you describe your personal sense of style?
I agree with you actually. Like, if I get bell bottoms, I have to have something black. Like, if it's like blue bell bottoms, something black has to accompany it. And if it's black bell bottoms, something black has to accompany it as well. I try my best to kind of mix the two together. On rare occasions, I like deeper like oranges or like deeper blues and deeper greens. I love like earthy colors. So I try to mix that into that. I also am a big fan of leather. So I remember one of my favorite outfits that I wore once was black bell bottoms, and then I had like this leather vest. It reminded me of Triple H for some reason, and like this little like turtleneck. But I definitely tried to mix the both together as best as I can, mainly because I liked the fashion back then a lot. And so I don't know. I feel like me and bright colors don't really mesh well. I feel like more comfortable in like darker colors, but I definitely try to mix the two together.
You know, I like that, and I can tell even just from your Amazon wish list, you have a lot of leather, which I appreciate on there. You know, it's bold, but it's also very you. And you're staying true to that kind of also kind of real life Jin is seeping into obviously your ring gear and character in wrestling. What would you say are some of your general sources of inspiration when you're crafting or envisioning your ring gear specifically? What does that process look like for you?
Funny story is I actually just got a new set recently,
Oh.
and I got it off of like this what's the movie I'm thinking of? I'm kind of blanking right now. It was a movie. Her name was like what, Penny? I'm blanking, but it was this movie about a girl who traveled with a band, and so they would wear like these jackets, and it was called like a groupie jacket. So I would look online and I saw this groupie jacket that was like a stripe that was brown, orange, tan, white. And I just fell in love with the jacket. It was like brown. It had brown fur around. And I used that as inspiration to create my other gear, my now gear that I have. And in the back, it has like the little hippie logo that says my name. But I use inspiration out of outfits. I also use Cher as an inspiration for gear as well. So I'm also getting gear soon that is inspired by Cher.
What
Because
era,
her outfits were
Cher?
great, like the long-haired Cher when she was
Okay.
dating Sunny. Yeah,
Okay.
so the you know how she would have all like her very sparkly
Yeah.
dresses
Yeah.
and
The
then
long
the
pants. Yeah.
so definitely something like that. I also have of course I have China gear coming soon. Who can't have gear that's not inspired by China at some point? But something like along the lines of that as well, making it my own. But I have a few pieces that are just inspired by different people. So I usually grab a piece of inspiration from certain individuals, which I some people are a little bit like iffy about, but I personally enjoy it because it's basically taking a piece out of them and putting it into me and vice versa. Because they were giant inspirations to me. So that's how I come up with gear designs, for the most part.
There is one piece that's pretty consistent with whatever your gear is, and I believe it's barbed wire. You have this barbed wire crown. So I'm curious to know what this barbed wire in crown form symbolizes or means to you specifically.
So that was actually a birthday gift, which I'm very thankful for because I use it all the time now. But It's the opposite of what a flower crown is.
Yes.
So, I'm glad you said barbed wire because a lot of people think it's a crown of thorns. It's not a crown of thorns. It's barbed wire. So, I do use it as like a, because hippies usually wore the flower crowns,
It's not
but
soft, it's hard. You know, it
yeah.
is what I'm getting. Yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, it's basically a symbol that usually hippies are all about love, but I'm the opposite of that. I'm a hypocrite. So, the barbed wire crown is a symbolization of not everything is as cutthroat as a flower crown.
Yeah, and it's a bit edgier too. You have, I know, obviously you have like the little barbed wire. I don't know what they're called, like just the individual, like the they're like star form kind of. I don't even know what the individual barbed wire thing is called, but you have those on your gear as well to kind of on your black gear to go with that to kind of accent it. So I think that goes to again the scope of you're kind of you're hippie, but you're like edgy at the same time, you know? So it's like it embodies you beautifully and kind of with this overall character, your identity, your presentation. Talk to us about the process of developing yourself and that aspect and who Jin is as a character. You kind of alluded to it. You know, you are a hippie, but you're also kind of darker at the same time.
I honestly feel like it was such a process. Like the first time we spoke, I still feel like I was trying to come up with who I was and what I symbolize. And
You were a
one of the
wild
things I
child
did,
then.
yes. And one of the things that I did come to realize is that it is still a version of myself, but as I grow older, because I believe at the time that you and I spoke, I was about 22 or 21. I've been growing up in the process of Jin and who I am. Is also me growing up into the person that I'm becoming. And not necessarily that I'm, like a terrible person, but more so like I think Jin is a symbolization of like me growing up and learning how difficult life is, but allowing not allowing it to tear me down as I would when I first started wrestling. And I feel like it's just me with the harder exterior, which is
And
still lovable. I still love everybody, but at the same time, it's like it's not somebody who allows themselves to get walked over as much anymore. If that makes any sense.
yeah, kind of same thing with life, you know, you grow up, you evolve, and you know, I'm curious how else, besides a character aspect, obviously, how else do you think that you've grown as a person and as a competitor in these last, you know, 4 years now?
I feel like I've learned a lot in the sense of how things work and the way things go, and to just accept what it is. And if it's not what I want, and if it goes the opposite direction, that's completely okay. I was always one to stress over things that if things weren't how I wanted them to be, and if I had no control over certain things, I would stress and I would freak out. But now, over time, I've learned that allowing things to just happen. And again, whether it's my way or not my way, it's completely okay. Whether I have any control over it, whether I don't have any control over it, that's completely fine. And that's something that I've learned over the past few years as a competitor as well, is to just take things as they go rather than trying to, try to steer things the way that I want them to be.
And yeah, you know, I think that's so true. As in life, we're all our own worst critics of our own work. But I want to take a moment to reflect positively on your work. So, over the course of these last 4-ish years, is there a particular performance of yours that you feel the most proud of, and why?
I feel like I do have a few. I feel like I'm just barely getting to where I need to be. But Sandra Moon last year was kind of like that spark where it's like I can do this. That I'm very proud of that one as well as this past August against Zara Zacher. It just those two matches lit a spark in me where it's like I know that this is what it feels like to be happy with a performance and my matches, and this is what like happiness within my match feels like. So those two definitely, I know you said one, but those two definitely were matches that I'm very proud of.
And as you should be, and you kind of said it perfectly. I think it was about a week ago. You said that you'd never been one, you felt like you weren't going to achieve goals or exceed your own expectations, but Kid Jin would be so over the moon to see how far you've come. So, what are some of those goals that you've achieved so far that you think Kid Jin would be particularly proud of?
First and foremost is doing it. I've always sucked at everything I've ever done in life. So when I'm actually committing to something, it's kind of different because I was never given the outlets as a child to do things that I wanted to, whether it was in a sport or in like extracurricular. And now that I've actually put my mind into things, it's just achieving it is by doing it and being able to say that I am a pro wrestler. So that to me, with it's just crazy. I know this one's also a different one, but being able to say that I come from Santino Brothers, it's a school that I've always looked at before I even started wrestling, and then I eventually went to there. The pandemic happened. I went back once things kind of, and the school opened back up, and to be able to say that I am from Santino Brothers is just, I love it. Like, it's one of my greatest achievements is to say that I'm from a school like Santino Brothers. As well as the fact that it's like being able to work for promotions that when, because I was a fan of the independents like
Yeah.
beforehand, and I love the indies. So being able to work for companies that I would watch and I would pay tickets to go see, and now being able to perform at places that I've always traveled to when I was younger to go watch wrestling is incredible. Companies like, I recently have Prestige coming up. I never in a million years would have thought that I would have traveled to Portland to wrestle for Prestige. Traveling in general as well. Like, there's so many things I can list that it's just like Kid Jin would have thought I was joking and not serious.
You're doing
But
the
those are
damn
like
thing, Kid Jin. If you
the
can hear us from back in the day, your future self is doing the damn thing and has so much, she's gonna be doing so much more in the future. But let's talk about future you for a second. What are some of those personal and professional goals now going forward that you're kind of eyeing to fulfill?
at the moment, it's just to have the matches that I've always wanted to have. Like, for example, I have Dark Sheik this month, which is somebody that I've been watching for such a long time as
Yes.
well. Future goals is to work for the companies that I've always watched. I marked one off my list or get to later on this month, but definitely work for companies that I really want to work for. I still haven't had a proper debut at Santino's, so hopefully this year we get to do that. As well as the fact as improve and become a better version of myself in the ring. So those are things that I look forward to in the future, and I'm excited come December to see if I can mark any of those off or to see how far I've come in general, you know?
I have no doubt that you will. Like you said, you're already going to be crossing one off later this month. Dark Sheik, obviously, Hood Slam, the iconic promotion in California. Dark Sheik is great. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how that match pans out. And kind of a final question, talking about this month, it is March, it is Women's History Month. So, in that spirit, can you tell us about some of the women in wrestling or not who have inspired or empowered you and how so?
Definitely China. I feel like without China, there would not have been a woman who paved the way as much as she did. I know there's several other women, not aside from China, who also paved the way, but she sticks out because that's who I grew up watching as well. And as she was one of the first female that I ever knew could wrestle, and just she's just an icon. And she allows me to believe that if you put your mind to it, you can do it. As well as I want to say Asuka, because Asuka is just incredible when it comes to in-ring work. She's definitely somebody that I look up to, and hands down, she's just an incredible athlete. I feel like she doesn't get enough credit, and somebody needs to give her flowers, more flowers, please, because yeah, she's just amazing. I also want to mention my mother, because despite the hardships, the ups and downs, And despite the fact that she doesn't understand wrestling and what it means to me, she does try her best and she does keep pushing me, and she is as understanding as possible. So without her, sometimes I feel like I just need her, and she gives me a glimmer of hope that I do need.
Jin, before we let you go, can you please share where the listeners can find you online?
All of my social media are Jin Sevani, GINSEVANI, and I have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Well, Jin, thank you so much for joining me here today. It's been so good to catch up. We're manifesting every goal that you want, 2024. I almost said 2023. I'm still getting used to it.
It's
2024 is your
hard.
year. It is. It is. Jin, thank you so much for joining me here again.
Thank you for having me.